Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We pray in Jesus' name. This isn't some formula we tack on to the end of every prayer to force God to hear us. The Lord's Prayer doesn't have it, and certainly that is a prayer in Jesus' name. But to pray in Jesus' name is to pray through his cross. For only that cross reveals the true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The cross is not figurative or a shadow as that bronze serpent was, but the cross is the reality of God's love. It is the full reality of who your God is. So you cannot know Jesus apart from that cross, neither can you know the Father or the Spirit apart from that cross. So you cannot approach God, Father, Son, or Holy Spirit, apart from his cross. To pray through the cross is to pray in the faith that the incarnate Son of God atoned for your sins by his life and bloody death, and has set you free. To pray through the cross is to pray to your tender, dear, loving, compassionate, and gracious Father who adopted you as his beloved child. To pray through the cross is to pray in the Holy Spirit who sanctifies you. To pray through the cross is to pray in the faith that solely for the sake of Jesus Christ, God will hear and answer each one of your prayers. For Christ alone is your mediator. Christ in Christ alone. Perfect God, perfect man, a perfect sacrifice. And so he is the perfect mediator. His life and death are the foundation of your salvation. His life and death are also the foundation of your prayers. It is the very reason God hears you. For Christ has reconciled you to the Father and the Father to you. He made a full, sure, and sufficient payment for the sins of the whole world, including your sins. He has destroyed Satan and crushed death once and for all. And so in Christ, God hears and answers your prayer. For the curtain in the temple was torn in two from top to bottom so God might come out and bless you, and so that you might approach him with boldness and confidence as dearly loved children. So do not doubt whether or not God hears you. If you doubt whether or not God will answer your prayer, you are in fact doubting whether or not Christ is your Savior. You are doubting the atonement, for through that atonement you know what God's will is toward you, that you are his dear child who someday will live with him. Christ has made a full atonement for you. You are redeemed, and you do have a dear heavenly Father, a tender, gracious, and forgiving Father who has promised to hear each and every one of your words. He numbers the very hairs on your head, loves you more than you can love yourself, and knows every inch of you. Not because you're so great, but because of Christ. Because of Christ, he knows and loves you. Because of Christ, he hears and answers each one of your words. So pray for simple things. Pray for great things. Your Heavenly Father just simply wants to listen to you speak. He finds joy in you and delights in the words that come from your mouth, for you are his children, born from water and the Spirit. This too is not figurative, but this is a reality. You are God's child. So approach him with boldness and confidence. Would a heavenly Father really turn his back on his dearly loved children? Would he really ignore you or put you on hold until he's finished watching TV or plunking on the phone? Earthly fathers do. Would he really send you to someone else? Go pray to someone else. Even earthly fathers do. Go talk to your mother. But not your dear heavenly Father. Not the one who gave up his most priceless treasure to make you his own. He will never turn a deaf ear toward you. He never slumbers, never sleeps, but night and day waits to hear your voice. So pray with boldness and confidence. Any prayer of faith is a God-pleasing prayer in Jesus' name. For you approach God on the basis of Christ and who He is, and not on who you are. Any prayer of faith is heard by your Father. So you do not need a pastor to pray for you. You do not need to have extensive prayer chains. You do not need to say beautiful words as in our colics or the vast thoughts of the church's prayer. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are attentive to their prayers. You are righteous in Christ. So God's eyes are forever fixed on you, and His ears are attentively waiting for you to speak. He hears every utterance from your mouth. Your chances of God answering your prayer do not increase if a pastor prays for you. They do not increase if you have multiple people or many thousands of people praying for you. It doesn't matter in the least, for God hears every single one of your prayers, for you are His dearly loved child. You may stumble over your words, have disjointed thoughts, and yet He listens to your every word. For you are righteous in Christ, so He listens to your every word. He patiently listens. For the sake of His Son, He hears. Jesus' words in our text today relieve you from the burden of having to pray for the right things, as if you could ask God for something wrong. Now understand, we cannot pray for sin. We pray in accordance with God's will. But God created us to be objects, God created us to worship Him. And prayer is part of that worship. So God created us to pray. Children talk to their father. It's only natural. And when children don't speak to their dad, something is wrong with that relationship. Your father is intensely interested in you. He loves you more than you know. So don't hold back. Don't hold back in your prayers by thinking that if you happen to say this or that, He would somehow be disgusted with you. He loves you in spite of you. He loves you for the sake of His Son. He can't be disgusted or upset with you, for He has already poured out that wrath on His Son on Calvary. So lay open your heart to God with all of your wants and cares, your troubles and sorrows, your sadnesses, your dreams, your plans, and your ideas. Ask Him. Be honest with Him. He knows your heart anyways. But be honest with Him about what you think is really best for your life. And then simply trust that He will give you a fish and not a snake. The reason your life may be this way, the reason your life may not be the way you think it should be, is because God knows that if it were, it would be like a snake in your life. And ancient Israel did not fare too well with those snakes in their camp. So do not question His love. Do not question His desire to bless you. He's the maker of heaven and earth, who controls all things and in a very instant could bless you with the tremendous riches of Solomon. But He doesn't want you to end up spoiled or entitled, arrogant or conceited. He wants you to be faithful and holy. He has heard your every words, and He will answer your every prayers. Perhaps it was a prayer that you prayed as a little child that finally today God is answering. Gone from your mind, forgotten, and yet never from His. For your Father remembers every single one of your words and will bless you. Do not doubt Him. Do not doubt His love. Do not doubt His response. Do not pray like a man tossed by the sea. For any man who doubts will not get what he asks. For when you doubt in your prayers, you are still, in fact, doubting the sacrifice of Christ. For you fail to believe that God is your dear Father who desires to bless you. Rather, pray through Christ. Pray through His cross. Pray through that man suspended between heaven and earth, and know for certain that God is your dear Father and will bless you. For through Christ's cross, he has not only made God your Father, but he has also opened up heaven to you. He has destroyed death once and for all, so death now in vain grasps at your cloak, for it vainly grasped at him. Then Christ ascended into heaven, but he wasn't empty-handed. He carried your flesh and blood. As true man, he now sits at the right hand of God the Father so that heaven might be open to you, flesh and blood creatures. There is your home. Through that sacrifice of Christ, you see everything. Through Christ's cross, you make sense of the world, of your life, so also through that cross, you make sense of your prayers. God's answer to your every prayer is found in that cross. For through that cross, the Father is now your compassionate, dear, tender Father, who desires to give you peace and healing and health and well-being and blessings beyond all measure. So for the sake of his Son, yes, he will heal you. For the sake of his Son, he will give you riches and wisdom that surpass that of Solomon's. He will. For the sake of his Son, he will. He knows your words before you even utter them. He knows your needs before you even recognize them. For he is a perfect Father, good and gracious. And besides, the Spirit intercedes for you with groans that words cannot express, and the Son himself continually prays for you as well. Take heart, your Father knows. He knows what you need, and he will still bless you, for before you were even born, he sent his Son so that heaven might be yours. And while you were still sinners, he made you alive in the waters of holy baptism. He washed you, made you his own. Would he really now turn his back on you? So pray through Christ. Pray through his cross. Pray with the faith that for Christ's sake, God is your dear Father, and you are his dear children, and that he will bless you far beyond your wildest dreams. Alleluia, Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.